This is the number 16 sound this week on the RNI charts for Junior Campbell, Sweet Illusion. Some Sweet Illusion tonight, and Junior Campbell with a song he wrote himself, matter of fact, and doing very well on the charts, is that one too. All right.
RMI plays the hits from the past. This weekend and every weekend with Mike Ross, Sunday evening at 8 p.m.
This is Radio Norte International.
Yes, indeed!
Do-do-o.
This is the Graham Gill Show.
That means music.
Beautiful sound right now, good people. The Eagles and a Tequila Sunrise. There we are. That's the Tequila Sunrise, good people, and a beautiful sound from the Eagles. All right. Almost 9:30 is right time on Radio North Sea International. My good friend and colleague Don Allen's just come down to the studio to bring you some news, and he'll be along with you tonight between 10 o'clock and 12 midnight with the Don Allen Country and Western Jamboree. So some good sounds for all country fans, so stay tuned. All right. And speaking of all right, here's Mungo Jerry. That's another station hit big for you music lovers, and very enjoyable sound there from Mungo Jerry, and that was called All Right, All Right. All right? Well, there we are, 27 minutes to 9 o'clock. The oldies seem to be coming back, and it's amazing, not just the old commercial pop sounds, but some of the soul ones as well, like this particular one from Joe Tex. It's called Show Me. Show Me, and that's Joe Tex.
For Grade A Entertainment, stay tuned to the Graham Gill Show.
It's the happening place, Radio Los Angeles. It's the happening place, Radio Los Angeles. It's the happening place, Radio Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, 21 this week on the RNI charts, and that was the Free Electric Band. Our good friend Mr. Albert Hammond doing the honours on that particular song. Have a letter here. It's from Susan of Monterey, 52 Old Road, Frinton-on-Sea in Essex. And she writes and says, Dear Graham, hello, my name is Susan, and I started listening to RNI when you were off the coast of Clacton. For me and many of my friends, RNI is the best, but... why I'm really writing is to ask you a question. Please try and reply as soon as possible. And you say, what happened to Mark Stewart, Crispian St. John and Kurt? Well, you see, they left the station, and Mark Stewart and Crispian St. John are back in Britain somewhere, and Kurt is living in Zurich, back in Switzerland. You say you wrote to Kurt some time ago, and he sent me the record, You've Got a Friend, by Tari Taylor. It was after playing this that I decided to write to you. Well, my best suggestion for you to do, if you are interested in getting in touch with any of the former DJs of RNI, is to put an ad in one of the British music papers there, and they can perhaps contact you that way. That's about the only suggestion I can make, Sue. You say you're now at Colchester Technical College and love every minute of it. This year has gone so quickly. I have lovely friends and a wonderful boyfriend. In fact, I can hardly believe my luck. Oh dear, my little dog Tinker is begging at my feet. He wants to see Henry. Henry is an enormous fluffy toy dog which my boyfriend bought me for my 17th birthday last month. The problem is, Graham, what on earth do I buy him for his birthday? Well, I guess your boyfriend is probably around about 19 or 20 or about that age. So if I were to make a suggestion of what to get him, Sue, there are one or two things you could get. For argument's sake, does he own a car? If he owns a car, you could maybe get him something for the car, maybe some cushions for the back or a blanket for when he's driving home late at night. Or, on the other hand, he might like something in the way of a good aftershave. And if you want to sort of really go to town, you can maybe get a rather expensive one, something for about £3 or £4 or more. You can sort of work that out yourself. But an aftershave, I think, is always a suitable gift for a young lad or a man, whatever the case may be, and especially for a birthday gift. So hope that that helps to solve your little problem. Sue, many thanks for writing to us, and stay listening to R&I by Frinton on Sea. All right? As a nice sound, this is Todd Rundgren. I'm going to call this one, I Saw the Light. Aware, I Saw the Light, and the popular sound right now from Todd Rundgren. Not exactly a new one, but I guess you could possibly describe that number as a sleeper that has finally got itself into the charts. And I'm rather glad it has, too, because it's quite a good song. What do you think? Something else that's a very popular one right now, and this one's on the country label and features a rather lovely young lady by the name of Mary Lou. We're going to spin this one for you right now. It's called Flippity Flop. There we are, Flippity Flop, and Mary Lou singing the song. Right time is 12 minutes to 10 o'clock, keeping in mind that very shortly Don Allen will be along with the Don Allen Country and Western Jamboree, and lots of good sounds for all country fans. And also, of course, don't forget that R&I is 24 hours a day on the weekends, so you can hear good music right through the early hours of the morning. Here's an oldie coming up right now from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and it's called I'm Ready for Love. There we are, I'm Ready for Love, and Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with that sound. Got a note here from Boldswood. Matter of fact, I was working in Boldswood quite a few years ago, and this particular letter is from Marika Schurman of Boldswood, and she says, Dear Graham, perhaps you don't know me, but a long time ago we visited you in Amsterdam in your home. Well, I've got a funny feeling that I do. You say, Hank Rieker's my brother, and a girlfriend and me, Marika. Everything is okay here, and we hope to see you again in Boldswood. I have a question for you. If you would like to be very kind to play a record for me on Thursday, the 5th of July, Donderdag. Well, I'm afraid that I wasn't on the ship on that particular day, Marika, so I wasn't able to do it. But as you know, we can't play requests during the weekly programs. The R&I Request Show is the place to hear a request, and that's every Sunday night between 10 and 12 midnight. But never mind, maybe we can give you a dedication one night through the week. Many thanks for writing to us, and hope you're keeping well, and greetings also to Hank, and also all the other people in Boldswood. Okay? That's something from the Spencer Davis Group, and that one was called Mr. Operator. So there you go. Well, the old clock on the wall has moved around to 4 minutes to 10 o'clock, which doesn't leave me very much time to continue, but just to play, I guess, the last record in our program tonight, which I trust you'll enjoy, from the legendary Masked Surfers coming up with this one. It's called Gonna Hustle You. Well, there we are, Gonna Hustle You, and something there from the legendary Masked Singers, or Surfers, I should say. Well, that's about it for today. Trust you have enjoyed the show. Reminding you that Don Allen comes your way after the news. I'll be back with you between 12 midnight tonight and 3 in the morning. So if you're up between 12 midnight and 3, please feel free to join me then, this evening. Until I greet you, this is Graham Gill bidding you a very good night. Time next time on Radio North Sea International is 10 o'clock. RNI News and weather at 10. Good evening. This is Graham Gill reporting. Police in Bromley, Kent are questioning a girl in connection with the kidnapping of baby Christine Bullen.